This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. With the growing number of coronavirus cases in the United States, U.S. President Donald Trump is looking at ways to get financial support to U.S. businesses and taxpayers. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
President Donald Trump says he does not want to see airlines going out of business or people losing their jobs and not having any money due to COVID-19 sweeping the country and causing a halt to economic activity.
So we're going big, and that's the way it'll be, and that's the way everybody seems to like it.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the money, and he wouldn't say how much, could be sent directly to Americans within 2 weeks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Things were looking a little better on the U.S. stock market today after President Trump announced efforts to shore up the economy during the coronavirus crisis. VOA's David Byrd has more.
The Dow Jones Industrials added 5.8% after the White House announcement. The S&P 500 added 6% for the day, while the NASDAQ had gained nearly 6.25%. But all three indices are down nearly one quarter of their value from a month ago. Jeff Tomasulo is an options trader with Vespula Capital.
I think you can definitely see a recession on the horizon. And I think that's one of the kind of why the markets hasn't found any footing yet, is because we don't know what the policymakers in Washington, D.C. are going to do.
On the bright side, Tomasulo says once the market finds some certainty from Washington, there could be some opportunities for investors to regain some of what they have lost. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
South Sudan President Salva Kiir has issued new directives to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus, including a travel ban on all newly appointed ministers. You can keep up on that and all stories about coronavirus on our website. This is VOA News.